Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Morning, I'm Tad. Hey, Drex.
Yes.
Kara.
Good morning.
You buy your kids clothes, you buy them food, you bring them places, you buy admission to all this stuff, and they have no idea where the money comes from, how much things cost. I put that to the test with pint-sized prices, right? I asked my son, 5 years old, Sam, some questions about St. Patrick's Day. What's at the end of the rainbow?
Gold.
How much gold?
Like 100.
And how much do you think that weighs?
Like 50,000 pounds.
How much do you think for 50,000 pounds of gold if I was to buy the pot of gold? All right, 50,000 pounds of gold. Does he say A, $1, B, $100, C, $1,000, or D, $1,000,000?
$1,000,000.
Yeah, I think he at least has the cognitive function to understand, like,
it's a
lot of gold and $1,000,000's a lot of money.
Actual retail price on pint-sized prices, right?
Like $1,000.
What?
You know, a pound of gold actually costs $25,000.
Oh, my God.
So it would be well over $1,000,000. Next, I had to ask him because I heard some rumors about these poor leprechauns. Do people hunt leprechauns?
Of course not. No one's even seen one.
So you would set up a trap and hope that a leprechaun stumbled upon it?
Yes, like trapping a snail.
What would the trap be made out of? How would you construct that?
A stick in a box. Like, once it, like, makes the stick fall down, the box is going to fall down on it.
If you were to go to the hardware store to get leprechaun trap supplies, how much do you think they would all cost? All right, leprechaun trap supplies, is it A, $1, B, $10, C, $100, or D,
$1,000?
$10. Yeah,
$10.
Throw a 10 at it, I like that.
Retail price?
Maybe like $10. I'm going to let him go in like 10 days.
Oh, I don't need to get into the hole. Leprechaun trade deals. I had to learn more about these leprechauns. What do leprechauns eat?
Oh, I guess a four-leaf clover.
What, do they make them into a salad?
No, they just eat them.
How much do you think a leprechaun eats, like, for breakfast?
A whole four-leaf clover.
Just one four-leaf clover per meal?
Uh-huh.
That's not as much as you eat. Why don't leprechauns have to eat as much as you?
Because they're so tiny. I'm like a giant to them.
If Leprechaun Land had a Kroger, do you think they could go in there and buy four-leaf clovers at the store?
I guess.
How much do you think it would cost for a four-leaf clover? Okay, one four-leaf clover. Is it A, $1, B, $10, C, $100, or D, $1,000?
Is he using his Kroger Leprechaun card?
That's a good point.
I'm going with $1.
Yeah, just do $1.
Retail price?
I guess, like, $1.
What's for dessert?
I guess four-leaf clovers with frosting on them.
Yeah, oh,
makes
yeah.
Makes perfect sense. 100%.
Sure does.
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
Miranda, I understand you're having some nanny problems.
I am having some nanny problems.
What happened?
About a year or so ago, we met Piper. And she is fabulous. I just could not believe it. She looks just like Moana, which my four-year-old Kylie adores. So what could be better to have an au pair that looks like Moana?
Oh, so this isn't just a nanny, Miranda. Piper is the au pair who lives with you guys and is playing the part of a Disney princess.
Well, she was. That's where my issue lies, is that she's no longer working with us. And I would like to have her back. She is Moana.
I mean, Miranda, I can understand why she would quit.
Oh, no, I fired her.
You fired her?
She let Kylie know the truth. She told Kylie, who's only 4 and a half, that she is not actually Moana.
How long had she been playing the role of Moana in your home for your daughter before she spilled the beans?
About a year.
Every day.
A year?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And so why are you reconsidering your decision to fire her?
I didn't think that was the best thing for Kylie. Plus, we have Moana Day coming up, and where on earth would I find another Moana lookalike?
What is Moana Day?
Moana Day is just a day that we celebrate everything Moana.
I know they have National Hot Dog Day, National Ice Cream Day. Is this an actual official sanctioned national holiday?
In our home.
Yeah.
So what's the real deal, Miranda? You want to apologize to Piper, who's playing the part of Moana, and get her back, and get her back in character?
That's the thing. I think, yes, I would like to have her back in our home. Kylie misses Moana dearly. And so, yes, I would like to see what I can do to get her back.
All right, we're going to try to help you do that when we call Piper next and try to get her back to you in time for Moana Day.
That would be fabulous.
Forgive and forget on B98.5.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
All right, if you missed part one, Miranda fired her nanny Piper and now needs to ask her forgiveness and ask Piper to come back in time for Moana Day, the annual celebration where they celebrate the Disney princess Moana. Miranda, sit tight as we talk to Piper and help you convince her to forgive you.
Hello?
Hey, Piper. This is Tad, Drex, and Kara calling from B98.5.
Wait, sorry, the radio?
Yeah, the reason we're calling is to ask about this job that you had where you were asked to dress up like Moana.
I actually ended up having to pretend to be Moana for a whole year to a little girl and lie to her and tell her that, you know, I was this Disney princess. It was really fun, you know, at first, but then it became such a nightmare because I always had to be in character and make up stories about what I was doing on my ocean adventures.
But I understand that you actually got compensated for this. You were paid more. So why did it become too much?
To have to stay in character for basically a full-time job starts to wear on your sanity. Mm. And plus, I just didn't feel that it's right to lie to the child like that.
I understand why somebody would leave a job like that, but you actually ended up getting fired. How did that all go down?
So the mom asked me to wear this like super inappropriate outfit and be the entertainment for a kid's party that she was throwing. Mm-hmm. And that's when I was like, this is over. I really can't honor these requests anymore, you know? Like, so I told her I wasn't the real Moana, and she just had the worst meltdown. Like, I've never seen anything like it, and mm-hmm. I swear my ears still hurt from all the screaming.
Piper, this entertainment, you were supposed to be an entertainment for a party. Was that Moana Day by chance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That costume was not inappropriate in any way. It's Disney.
Miranda?
Yeah, Piper, this is a feature on our show that we called Forgive and Forget. We try to help people get forgiveness, and Miranda has something that she wants to say to you.
Piper, I am so sorry for firing you. Kylie misses Moana so much. What can we do to repair this?
Miranda, is there any opportunity for Piper to not have to play Moana and just be a normal au pair?
We've told Kylie that Moana is off on an ocean adventure.
Oh, no.
And Moana Day is coming up.
When is it not Moana Day, Miranda? Seriously, there's something wrong with you that you are constantly lying to your child like this, and you need to stop it. I know you think it's cute and all, but it's not healthy, and I don't want to be a part of this. Like, and also, calling me through a radio station, you're not.
Come back for Moana Day. We'll pay you double.
No, I'm not coming back for Moana Day. I'm not coming back ever. I'm not going to wear a little skimpy bikini in the backyard with a bunch of kids.
Miranda, just curious, how much extra money were we talking about?
I'm saying $800.
$800. I will get in whatever skimpy outfit you want.
You can't put a price on dignity anymore. I'm out. Okay, just never contact me again. It's over.
This is not a Disney ending.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
You're welcome. Hunter did something to try to get out of church, and his little prank has escalated to the point where the entire family is now worried about his grandmother. He needs our help on Forgive and Forget Thursday morning at 7 a.m.
There's a lot going on in the world, and we tell you about the important stuff. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 728 overcast at a risk of strong and severe storms later on tonight. They're even talking about tornadoes potentially, and that happens into tomorrow morning. 67 for a high today. What's going on, Kara?
If you start feeling like your drinking water is a little funky, you just may be right. Millions of us get our water from Lake Lanier, and right now the Chattahoochee River Keeper's recent water samples have shown that there are really high levels of chlorophyll, which can sometimes mean there's a crazy algae bloom going on, which is really not good. Those come from pollution, and even after the water gets treated, the levels of this stuff is so high, it can make our water taste and smell kind of weird. So these levels have been creeping up over the last few years. It's really due to lots and lots of rain and fertilizer that have been used in like local farms and stuff, and then all of the rainwater runoff that goes into the lake. Just be aware that you're not going crazy if your water looks or smells kind of funky.
Well, and the good thing is that we have 24 hours where we don't have to worry about the water. Because we're going to be bellying up to the bar for a pint of Guinness. All right, that'll be the end. That's
you promise?
Pardon?
You promise, that's it.
Knock me upside the head with a shillelagh.
Okay,
that's it.
That's two strikes. You get one more and then you're out. You know that.
Let's get a good feeling. Sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. Talk about a winning streak. The Georgia Gwinnett College men's tennis program is totally unstoppable. They recently set the record for the most wins for any college tennis team after their 138th straight victory.
Oh my gosh.
Their first win came back on April 4th, 2015, and 6 years later, they've accomplished what no other team in college tennis has ever done. So the program began back in 2013, and the team now has an all-time record of 180-3.
And this is a Georgia team?
Incredible. This is Georgia Gwinnett College's men's tennis team.
And they've been flying under the radar this whole time while we've been watching our teams perform abysmally.
Right.
With the exception of the
Atlanta's United. Such a huge tennis town. I had no idea they had such an incredible tennis program.
It's your fault now, Kara.
Why?
You put it out into the universe. We all know what's going to happen.
Expect your first loss coming later today.
Oh, don't say that.
Beating her at pop culture trivia is almost impossible. Can you do it? Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
We are sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Angie in Jefferson.
Yes?
You ready to win some money?
Definitely.
All right, kick her out, would you?
All right, Kara, good luck, but you got to go.
I'm gone, Angie. Good luck.
Kara's going to leave the room. We're going to ask you these five pop culture trivia questions. We're going to bring her back in, ask her the same questions. If you answer more right than Kara, she's going to have to pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question one, Drew Barrymore was seen trotting around New York City with no shoes, no coat, in 37-degree weather. Drew got her acting start in what Steven Spielberg movie?
E.T.
Number two, Guinness is the beer of choice today. Name the Irish city where Guinness is brewed.
Dublin.
Number three, reports are Prince Harry has spoken to his father since the Oprah interview, but talks were not productive. Who's Harry's dad?
Prince Charles.
Number four, did Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom wed in secret? She was spotted in Hawaii sporting a wedding band. Katy was married to who from 2010 to 2012?
Orlando Bloom, I think.
Number five, a few of those Reddit investors want some of their profits to a local gorilla rescue. What stock did the Reddit investors make a ton of money on?
GameStop.
Let's bring Kara back in. Well played, Angie.
Angie and Jefferson just slipping up a little bit, getting four right, though. Four is the number,
yeah.
Oh, goodness.
I wouldn't spend that money quite yet. Kara, you ready for the same questions?
Yes, I'm ready.
Number one, Drew Barrymore was seen trotting around New York with no shoes or coat, 37-degree weather. Yeah. She got her acting start in what Steven Spielberg movie?
E.T.
So Angie said 1-1.
Question two, Guinness is the beer of choice today. Name the Irish city where it's brewed.
Dublin.
Yeah, that's what Angie said as well in a bad English accent. 2-2.
Number three, Reports are Prince Harry has spoken to his father since the Oprah interview, but talks were not productive. Who's Harry's dad?
Prince Charles.
That's what Angie said as well. Tied at three.
Number four, I guess Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom may have been married in secret. She was spotted in Hawaii wearing a wedding band.
Whoa.
Katy was married to whom from 2010 to 2012?
Russell Brand.
Angie said Orlando Bloom. So they got married again?
Yes.
A little confusing there.
So they're trying to iron things out.
Yeah. Hey, some people marry the same person twice,
sure.
Right? All right, it's 4-3. Kara's up.
Happens all the time.
Yeah.
Just a couple of years away from each other and you forget all of that. Number five, a few of those Reddit investors want some of their profits to go to a local gorilla rescue. A gorilla rescue here in Atlanta, I think, right?
Cool.
What stock did those investors make a ton of money on?
GameStop.
That's what Angie said, but it doesn't matter. Final score this morning of 5-4. Angie and Jefferson, are you smarter than Kara?
No.
Kara, 986 wins and just 35 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Angie.
It's all right. No fun.
We play every weekday, 6:35 and 7:35. You can sign up at tadanddrex.com. Have a great day, Angie.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, Tad and Drex Show. Kara, I got to say, you kind of seem a little thrown off your game this morning. What's going on?
Yeah, I've been in a glass case of emotion for the past 3 days, and it's just now, like, really starting to get to me. I am completely mortified, and
really?
I'm hoping when I tell you guys what happened that I won't be alone out there in the world.
All right.
So my husband, Ryan, was out working in the yard on Sunday. Of course, that's my chance to catch up on all of the Netflix shows that I want to watch that he doesn't.
Of course.
So I was fully immersed in Behind Her Eyes, and Ryan comes busting in the door, fumbling around on his phone, which is a pretty normal occurrence in my house.
He's a gadget guy.
I noticed he's like more flustered than normal, and I've got the TV turned up super loud, and it's a particularly intense scene, but I kind of hear him nervously start saying, there's no emergency, ma'am. I guess my phone accidentally called you. And he hangs up real quick.
Uh-oh.
So I muted the TV and I'm like, babe, what was that all about? And he goes, oh, I don't know. I guess my phone just dialed 911. I'm like, what do you mean your phone just dialed 911?
These iPhones, there's like buttons on them. If you press the same button a number of times, have you ever had that happen?
Yeah, there's something. If you hold something, it'll automatically dial for help.
Exactly.
Freaks me out every time.
I had no idea. And of course, Mr. Fumble Mumbles, when he was walking in the house, had pressed the right combination of buttons to call 911. So they're hearing on their end this woman screaming from my television show. So just about that time, Ryan's phone rings again, and it's 911. Dispatch, and they were just calling back because he hung up so quick to make sure everything was okay and verify the address. She was super sly about it. So we were like, yes, you know, we're so, so sorry. It was the iPhone. Like, please forgive us. You know, y'all have better things to be taken care of. About 30 minutes later.
Uh-oh.
We've got two of Cobb County's finest knocking on our front door doing a welfare check.
Yeah.
I wonder what percentage of 911 calls are not legit.
I have no idea, but I am totally mortified. So please tell me we're not the only crazy people who've accidentally dialed 911 before.
404-741-0985. The law showed up at your house and you don't remember calling 911. Melissa in Druid Hills.
Cass, your husband was not the only one to call 911.
Yes.
By mistake. My cat did.
What?
Your cat called 911 and the cops showed up?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun explaining to the police when they came to my door that everything was fine.
All right, Melissa, sit tight. We want to hear how this all came to be. How does a cat dial 911? I can't believe how many people have accidentally called 911, didn't realize it was happening. Cops show up at your house. Mass confusion.
Made me feel so much better that I'm not on this island alone. My husband, I guess, just pressed the right combination of numbers on his iPhone over the weekend. I was playing some horror film in the background. The cops heard screaming and were dispatched to my house.
So you had the cops show up at your house, had to explain. They did the old welfare check.
Oh, gosh, so embarrassing.
You're not the only one. Melissa in Druid Hills just telling us about her kitty.
I don't know if everyone listening would even remember this, like landlines that used to have speed dial buttons. You know, you could tweak that.
Yeah, for sure.
So I don't know if you remember this, but you obviously would preset like friends and family members, but there were a couple presets for emergency numbers too,
right?
Or there could be. And my cat like stepped on the speakerphone button and then stepped on the preset for 911. And I wasn't in the room, so I didn't hear anything because, you know, they obviously answer the phone. They
right.
pick up and say it's 911. But I guess there's something where they're required to respond because, you know, if something terrible happens,
right.
you should only hit, you know, only call them, then at least they're there. So, yeah, I had a lot of fun explaining to the police when they came to my door that everything was fine.
Hey, thank you so much for the call. Jennifer and Marietta, 911. So the cops showed up at your house. What happened?
We were having lunch in the dining room and my daughter was playing in the back bedroom. I didn't know she was playing with my phone, and she picked the worst moment because at the time we were having a conversation with my 11-year-old daughter about her upcoming pediatrician visit, and she was going to have a shot, and she just went ballistic.
Oh, no.
And started screaming and crying and hollering and carrying on. About 15 minutes later, the cops pulled up in the cul-de-sac. They come to the front door, and of course, my husband took off to the back and let me deal with it.
Of course.
So I answered the door and he said, well, the dispatch said that they heard a female in distress screaming in the background.
Oh, a female in distress. I mean, you got an 11-year-old little girl in your house. That's probably a constant occurrence.
Right. Can we explore your husband running out to the back? Does he have any outstanding warrants? Have you looked into that at all?
Yeah, I have no idea. I have no idea what that was about.
Yeah, you might want to Google him when we get off the phone.
All right, got to get to Jill in Kennesaw real quick, talking about dialing 911 by accident.
I was making lunch for my kids, and they were being real picky, and they wanted peanut butter and jelly, but couldn't make up their minds about this, that, the other. And one of them just had my phone in their hand, just holding it, and for about 5 minutes, 911 had been listening to our conversation of me arguing with my 3 and 4-year-old, like, come on, guys.
What?
You gotta eat. You can't be so. And then I realized, and I saw the red on my phone. I was like, oh, give me that. And I grabbed it and I said, hello. And the person on the other end was laughing his ass off.
Oh, that's funny.
I said, is this 911? He goes, oh, yes, ma'am. Don't worry. We know there's no emergency, but we just wanted to make sure you knew your son wanted blueberry jelly and your daughter wants strawberry.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We got some bad weather coming. Overcast with the risk of a strong and severe storm late tonight into tomorrow morning. They're even talking about the possibility of tornadoes, so just keep an ear on it. We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. What's going on, Kara?
Just as we've got 5 new COVID vaccine sites opening up for business today, Governor Kemp has announced it's time to get our third branch of government reopened. So he's added judges and courtroom staff to the list of those eligible to get in line now. But even with the extra vaccination locations, supply is still the big issue. Governor Kemp says he's hopeful that that's not going to be the case for very much longer.
We expect next week to either be the same allocation or potentially a small increase. However, we are planning for a large increase in supply from the Biden administration beginning the week of March 29th.
Can we back up?
Mm-hmm.
Courts are opening. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, that's what you're hearing. They're at least getting the wheels turning.
Oh, I know. Tad's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's pump the brakes. Let's not get the courts opening. Let's get juries back. Let's not make court cases that have been outstanding for a year come back in so that you go to jail, Tad.
I'm sorry, but it's really ridiculous that we're supposed to get our cars registered on our birthday. That's one thing. I mean, how many years has this been going on? That's the craziest.
Forever.
Yeah. No, it's news to me, is what I said to the officer.
You just don't want to go back.
You ready for a good feeling?
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
A famous Alpharetta police officer is retiring from service tomorrow. But for today, K-9 Officer Mattis will spend his last day on the job with his partner, Sergeant Mark Tappan. If you don't know these two, you should. Not only are they pretty Instagram famous, they've got over 200,000 followers, but they've also been featured on A&E's America's Top Dog, Entertainment Tonight, and Good Morning America. Mattis has been protecting Alpharetta for 6 years now. He's assisted with over 200 arrests and even made a remarkable recovery after chasing a suspect over a 30-foot retention wall and got back on the job within just a couple of weeks. This little guy is incredible and retirement well-deserved.
I think that if they're going to make you get your car registered on your birthday and you forget, Mattis shouldn't necessarily grab onto your pant leg and chase you over a fence. How many times do I need to say that?
How long have you lived in Georgia?
Right?
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.